Betsy Riley is the executive editor of Atlanta Magazine. Welcome back.
Thanks, and happy Thanksgiving.
And back at you. So if it's Thanksgiving, it must be Christmas.
Yes. You know, of course, Atlanta's longtime Thanksgiving tradition is the annual Macy's Christmas tree lighting. And actually, it goes back to Rich's department store, which used to put a tree on the top of their store downtown for many, many years. And then Macy's eventually took over the tradition, and they now put the tree on top of their store at Lenox Square. They always light it on the night of Thanksgiving, and so tomorrow night at Lenox Square from 7 to 8, they'll be putting on a show which ends with lighting of the tree. The headliner for the show is Trace Adkins, the country music star.
I'm lost in her there holding that pink rotten reel. She's doing almost everything but sitting still.
And they will also have the voice finalists Chris Mann and Nickelodeon star Symphonique Miller will be there. So when the show gets to the end, they sing Oh Holy Night, and that's when they flip the switch to light the tree and fireworks goes off. And it's a great festive way to put the cap on your Thanksgiving evening.
A beautiful way to do it. This time of year provides indie artisans and craftspeople an opportunity to showcase and hopefully sell their wares.
Yes, you know, with all the gift giving that goes on at this time of year, it's a great time to support the local craftspeople. And one of the best ways to do that is with the Indie Craft Experience, or ICE for short. And this is a group that was formed by two local crafters, Christy Pedersen and Shannon Mulkey. And they put on these huge craft shows a couple of times a year. And this isn't crafts like, you know, the old duck appliques. These are much hipper crafts. And they had a big show last weekend, but if you missed that, they have a pop-up show that runs. It opens on Saturday, and it runs until December 30th. So the pop-up show is at Criminal Records in Little Five Points. And so it's open every day from Monday to Saturday at 11 to 9, and then on Sunday from 12 to 7. And they feature all kinds of local artists who make beautiful stationery like letterpress cards, jewelry, felt items, needlework, some vintage clothing. So all kinds of interesting pieces that you can get for holiday gifts.
So for a city that doesn't have all that many below freezing temperatures, we still managed to have some outdoor ice skating.
Yes, it's quite the novelty to have outdoor ice skating in Atlanta, but the last few years it's become quite popular. One of the great places to do it is at the St. Regis, and they have a rink under a beautiful tent near Piazza. And this is a tradition that for them goes back to their hotel in New York, their original hotel back in 1904. It opens tonight and runs till 9 o'clock. Tickets are $30 an hour for adults or $18 for kids under 16. They do recommend reservations. It does get full. And, you know, you think, well, $30 sounds like a lot, but that sort of keeps it more intimate. You know, you don't get as many people, and an hour is plenty of time for your ankles. And they have an outdoor fireplace where you can have hot cocoa and s'mores. And a few nights during the season, they're actually going to have nights for adults where you can go and have, they have little date packages that include like a bottle of champagne and some warm desserts.
No shortage of fun this holiday weekend or this holiday season. Betsy Riley, again, happy Thanksgiving, and thanks so much.
You too, Lois. Thanks.